Flight to Dragon Isle by Lucinda Hare. Book 2 of the Dragon's Dome Chronicles.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Lucinda Hare was born in Scotland and spent her childhood years roaming the local woods with her dogs, imagining worlds where wolves, knights and dragons battled in deep forests. She and her husband shared their Edinburgh home with an ever-changing number of rescue animals, ranging from cats, dogs, rabbits and guinea pigs to escaped battery hens on the run. She specialises in cruelty cases and animals with behavioural problems, and friends often comment that she can weave magic and talk to animals, a real-life whisperer. Her debut novel, The Dragon Whisperer, was shortlisted for the 2010 Royal Mail Scottish Book Awards. Dedicated to the SAS and the British Armed Forces. Chapter 1. Dive, dive, dive.
T-2 and counting. Ground crew, clear the pads. Clear the pads.
Red landing lights turned green as the flight of Imperials and Vipers retracted their claws and spread their wings in readiness.
Stormcracker, Stormcracker, you are cleared for immediate takeoff.
Acknowledged, Dragon's Dome. Lift off. Lift off.
Strapped in. Quinelda turned to Root, who was fiddling with his flying harness. It'll be fun.